Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Teresa and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 35 to 43. And it says, "As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, 'Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.' He shouted, 'Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me.' The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he kept calling out all the more, 'Son of David, have pity on me.' Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, 'What do you want me to do for you?' He replied, 'Lord, please let me see.' Jesus told him, 'Have sight, for your faith has saved you.' He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God." And in reading this scripture, the person that stands out to me as I'm going through is the beggar, and in particular, his persistence. We see in the circumstance that Jesus is passing through the town, and at this point, many people are following him. But because he cannot see, he's inquiring what's going on, and he doesn't give up when others try to silence him. And you can see that he believes in the power of Jesus's name because he calls out for Jesus, the Son of David. And so we see that he initially, we see his consistency and persistence in seeking Jesus, which is, I think, something that we can be reminded of in the scripture, that in difficult moments or in easy moments that we're called to pursue the Lord. And he has faith to ask for sight. And sometimes, you know, we can imagine in his position, he's in the lowest rung of society and he is cast out and he's trying to be silenced by the people around him, but he doesn't give in to that pressure. He still asks the Lord to heal him. And because of his great faith, Jesus grants him sight. And in response, he doesn't take this gift and run off and do all the things that he had missed or been wanting to do, but he runs forward in a new light and he follows Jesus and gives praise to him, sharing his testimony and encouraging others. And so, in reflecting on this scripture, I was thinking of different examples lately in my life where sometimes it's difficult to see what's ahead. It's easy to see what's in front. And so a common prayer of mine lately has been, "Jesus, can you help me to see or understand this blank circumstance before me?" Because sometimes it's easy to get wrapped in all of the what ifs or if whens of a situation that we end up visualizing every situation that could happen or every way that it could proceed forward. And then even still, it ends up differently. And sometimes it's good to step back and walk away from our minds going 100 miles an hour and ask Jesus for his sight, whether that's physically, literally to see, or spiritually, or understand the circumstance or the people around us, because ultimately he knows the end and he knows how it's going to play out. And his way is far more clear. And when we follow his way, we often have a way of peace and understanding. And like the man, the blind beggar, we see that he relies on total dependence on Jesus for this, for his healing and for his sight. And he realizes that without him, he has nothing. And so, when we find ourselves in seemingly blind spot situations, I pray that we would be able to persevere like this man, the blind beggar, and that we would be able to call on the name of Jesus in faith of his mercy and his love and his wisdom, that he would help us to be able to see. And this can look differently in our lives, whether that's maybe an uncertain parenting moment or disgruntled coworker or a challenging conversation. We can trust that Jesus, he is the Lord of all, and he has literally seen probably everything. And so just like he stepped forward and healed the blind beggar and many others in scripture, he can also lead us in his wisdom. And just as the blind beggar, once he was healed, had greater confidence in sharing the gospel and sharing his testimony, so we too can be built up and encouraged by the Lord's mercy and share that with those around us. And we see that the blind beggar, he leads others in praising and they walk forward as a unit. And so we can call others that are close around us in our lives to experience that mercy and teaching of Jesus and that love and the healing that he so greatly desires to give us. And so I pray as we go through this week that we, if we need to be reminded, we would return to this scripture and those many like it in the Gospels in particular, where we see Jesus healing those around him and teaching those by his mercy. And so I pray that the God of peace would reign over our hearts this week and cleanse our blindness so that we would see as he sees and that we would be able to love those around us more fully. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, in particular, the blind beggar's healing. And again, my name is Teresa, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and God bless.